Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards the mound. Drabowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Lau and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau takes first base on ball four. Romano moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Luplau moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alozic. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Lau moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luplau takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lau strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Hauser scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Dale Willis now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Adcock scores. There goes Romano trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Simili pinch hits for Dale Willis. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Tony La Russa pinch runs for Gino Simili. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. La Russa moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Lump reaches second base with a double. Luplow throws the ball into Alvis, who tags Lump trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harrelson scores. La Russa scores. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alozic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for early win. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Held reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Luplau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Romano trying to get to second. Tartabull throws the ball into Lump who tags Romano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing left field. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aluzic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Lau reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires to first and picks off Charles. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkland tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Pete Loveridge. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.